This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Michael Payne on FUBAR Radio.
In a western town, a western world, only baby see. Western town, a western world, so hard to find some peace. In the middle of the night, she's on her phone. She can't miss what they say.
On my Johnny Kemp shit, twist, roll a biscuit. I'm covered in silk, braids stay consistent. You know how I pop, it's just the radiant glow I got that make me keep radio on lock. All about love, we premiere, baby, we here. It's like this, let me lighten your bliss. Now bring joy to your boy, I insist. My guy right here, the most high, said the devil don't exist. Pray for us, and let him say it for us. Wake up and make the whole world straighten up. Child, keep styling, that's the move. Well, I be a tool, your tall guy that every flood of the jewels too. I'm usually hiding in the room with the crew with get downers. Yeah, y'all know it's Midtown. Party with us and pop bottles, the desperados. Rolling up L's and Los Cabos.
Featuring Raekwon by Lion Babe. I feel that's like that's a bit of a return for Lion Babe. I haven't heard Lion Babe for a little bit. Maybe it's just my own ignorance. Yeah. You know, I've been unaware, but I feel like I haven't heard music from Lion Babe for a while. So that's a welcome like return for me personally. Even if it's not for the rest of the world, I'm just going to put that out there.
Yeah.
Keeping it real, exactly. That voice you hear is Terry Walker.
Hello.
Very, very, very good to have you
on the
show.
Very honoured to be here again.
As my guest co-host, Marcel is obviously absent. This is the M&M show, usually, but today it's going to be the MNT show.
Yes, MNT show.
MNT show. Michael, Natalie and Terry Walker.
It was the MNT show last time you were here, because there were two nationals.
Exactly.
It was the MNT.
Why was there an
end? Because Natalie.
Oh, of course, yeah, two nats and a tell.
You stood me up on it, remember?
Yeah, I do remember that. That's what you should have called it for one show, two nats and a tell.
That's a good one, I like that, two nats and a tell.
Pretty cool. People would think that's like, I don't know, people would definitely think Tell was like a geezer.
They always do. Everyone always thinks that I'm a man and let me, oh, you're a woman.
But Terry with an I, I think, is a female.
He's a female.
Yeah, but it's unfair that if you then abbreviate it to Tell, you think of a man.
But
I think that's
kind of though, to be fair, it makes. But again, it's conditioning, isn't it? So it's anything that we're used to. So I'll tell.
Patriarchy.
True. You know, really, I never think about, because I think I've got quite a lot of testosterone in me as a woman. I find I'm very manly. Even though I am, because I'm very piss off, fuck off. I'm very much. I'm that kind of person.
Yeah, I suppose we've also in turn been conditioned to think that those are manly traits. But why can't you be boisterous?
Because obviously, growing up, be a lady, etiquette to the dirt. Do you know what I mean? And obviously, the woman that is a bit out there doesn't care. It's like, oh my god, you need to have some class. So you think. And I know I have class when I
exactly.
want to have class.
Absolutely.
But you know,
we wouldn't have you here if you didn't.
No. I know.
Do you know what I mean?
Fuck off. How about that?
Classiness revoked.
I just love that. I just like to cuss on here. That's what it is.
Yeah, no, you have to. You have to let loose sometimes, you know, because it's not frowned upon here. If anything, it's encouraged.
Mm. Yeah, it's kind of frowned upon if you don't. No, it's fine. You do you, whatever. Don't swear. It's up to you.
But I'm looking forward to the show today, though. It's very interesting.
Why is that, Terry? Why are you looking forward to this show? You get to announce this.
First of all, there's going to be two people that I haven't met yet. But obviously, my teenage years of growing up to listening to Blackstreet, my goodness. I'm going to be 40 this year, so definitely it's been part of my development. You know, I've even worn my boots today. My thingy boots would be very on my whole, you know, hip hop vibe.
Absolutely.
But I remember, I very much grew up on R&B and hip hop. So this is a moment today to get to meet Chauncey with that voice.
And four of them: Chauncey, Mark, Eric, and Levi.
And Levi. Is Levi new?
Levi will be a new one.
Because I feel like when I saw the picture, I don't recognize his face, but. Doesn't matter, he's part of Blackstreet, doesn't mean.
Exactly, it's all under the umbrella. The one I'm looking, yeah, obviously Chauncey's the guy in it. He's an OG, obviously. He's a founding member.
He's a founding member.
So I'm super excited to meet him, especially. But obviously, I'm just excited to meet Blackstreet. You
of
know, as an entity, you're right. They embodied 90s R&B for me. I think it was. They're the only sort of R&B group that I could put next to Boys to Men.
I hear you.
Do you know what I mean?
What about Jodeci though?
Good point. Sorry.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's another point.
Shit. How could I forget Jodeci?
Boys to Men, Jodeci. Then there was Guy, but then I think Guy was before that, wasn't it? They were way before.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Guy was Teddy Riley's original group.
You said
OG group, and then you know.
Yeah.
We also have a return. Grim Sickers is coming back.
We do, Grim Sickers is coming back, and this is going to be my first time meeting him on the show because, of course, I was absent when he first came on as a guest.
Okay. So he was great. And also, Oscar Jerome is coming in to play the live song as well.
Yeah, I've been hearing about him. Someone told me about him today, so he's supposed to be dope. So
that's
he is
good.
Dope. Jamaica, so I'm looking
that's
forward
good.
To
you
this.
Can always trust an Oscar, I think.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Why?
I think you can always trust an Oscar. I think it's a name that commands respect. I can't think of any
reason. Oscar the Grouch.
Oscar the Grouch. Love that
Oscar
guy.
Oscar Wilde.
Oscars.
Yeah, but can you trust the Oscars though sometimes? When people win Oscars, like...
Maybe you can't trust the people behind them at all times, but you can always trust an Oscar. The trophy, I think it kind of carries so much weight.
You're kind of deep, you know. I'll say that. Forgive you for standing me up last time. I said, that's good.
Thank you for this deepness. Thank you. You said that on air, innit? You can't take it back.
I can think of one Oscar that maybe we. Pistorius.
Oh,
my God.
There's always one.
So he
did it, though, right?
He's been convicted of it.
He's inside already.
That's mad, though.
Enough of that, Oscar. Nice Oscars. But I can tell you why Michael Payne is deep, because this week you've been just climbing up mountains, right?
Well, I've been anything but deep, if anything. I've been the exact opposite. Highest I've ever been.
Really?
Literally, actually, I smoked a zoot on top of the...
Really? With no air?
No, it wasn't high enough for there to be a real difference in altitude. Oxygen. It was a kilometre up, basically. Mm. I think I have the exact number to memory. I think it's 954 metres up, so just shy of a kilometre.
Was it hard?
Rules are, if it dings, you have to read it.
You have to read it now.
Plotting this podcast, we'll call you in the next few days. Ah. Juicy, juicy. Be some duttiness in it.
Juicy. We might have heard of Terry's future podcast right here before anyone else. You know,
it's not for this. It's for someone else. No, come out of my business, jeez.
Terry, put your phone on silent, Terry.
I know I didn't.
What were we saying?
Mountain.
Mountains. Yeah, I did climb the third highest mountain in England, and
what's it called?
Helvellyn.
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 Yeah, and I actually aim to now climb the first highest. Yeah, the highest. You
that
don't
makes
need
sense.
To say first highest, I suppose.
Because it's about progression, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm. Not even going to bother with the second. I'm just going to go straight to the first. Because the second and the first have got really similar names anyway. One's called something Pike, and one's called no. I'll think of the name later.
Okay.
In the meantime, Terry, what have you been up to?
Oh my goodness, so many amazing things. And okay, I've got my own little radio show, obviously, on Soho Radio called The Melting Pot, which I will have you on.
Please do.
Because the whole thing about this, but it's like I'm literally booked up until like July right now because it's every 4 weeks. But what's been really nice about it is that everyone I've interviewed so far. So the first one was Joe Buda, second one was Swindle, third one was Natalie from Flowetry.
All people you've worked with.
Yeah, but because that's what The Melting Pot is about for me. It's people that I've met and they've shaped,
and mixed
shaped
with.
Me.
Yeah, yeah. You've melted with.
You've melted with and you've turned me every meeting, like me meeting you that day. It's a story of, and then obviously seeing each other throughout the years. We're supposed to work. I was going through a bit of a madness. We haven't worked yet, but now we're doing a radio.
Best of friends, BFFs.
Come on, but then what I do in this on the radio show is that I talk about your story. So we talk about our first meeting and we play whatever what maybe connected us, and then we talk about how you the first record that inspired you, then the first record that you ever released, and then we go throughout your whole discography. Like Swindle was like, yo, like when you listen back, the amount of stuff that he's done, obviously with Young Chick from Gets to me to what's his name, Joe Culpepper, and obviously with the album now, and it's just mad. And with Joe Buda as well, like he's talking about doing records with obviously Rodney from back in the day with Estelle, but a lot of people don't know. And this is why it's about really highlighting people that people
absolutely
know who they are. But it's nice.
I think sometimes people shy away too much from
the past.
Yeah.
I did the same thing. I was like, I don't want to talk about this, but that's the reason why I'm here. Yeah. So.
Every single decision I think you make leads you up to the present point.
Good or bad, right?
Good or bad, exactly.
Right, for instance, you've got a decision that you're going to be releasing your EP on 24th of May, Terry.
Yes. Well, my decision, no. I've been waiting for obviously, my God, you guys were the first people to play the record.
Yeah.
Of course.
We've been waiting on a release date because we got caught up in the vinyl pressing. So over Christmas. So for us to release digital and vinyl at the same time, we had to wait for this release date. And
I only got it the other day. I love the fact that you're releasing vinyl.
Yes, no, we had to.
You do.
And it's a 5-song EP, and obviously it's an A and a B side. The A side is obviously not just me, and then the B side has got Rodney P, Ty, Children of Zeus, and DRS, and it's so good. I can't wait for you to hear it.
Yes.
So,
I'm excited.
I'm excited because of you. It's honestly contagious. It's nice to see when people are genuinely excited about their stuff.
But also, I've had to be patient though because it's been the waiting game has been mad.
Yeah.
Also, talking about excited about releases, Michael Payne, you are also releasing something.
Yeah, I'm going
album.
LP.
Yes.
I'm going LP. Yeah. Full length album, but the part one. So I'm releasing a two-part album.
Yeah.
The 5th of July.
5th of July. The name of it is?
The Night Elm on Mare Street.
So why the Night Elm on Mare Street?
There's a few reasons. The sound of the album is very much like 80s film score type stuff, very synth heavy, and it would make people of our generation think of, Beverly Hills Cop. Ghostbusters.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
All that shit that was
Hughes films.
John Hughes films,
and fully. Horror films.
Yeah. Love them.
Right, so there is the popular horror film The Nightmare on Elm Street. But I put this album together on Mare Street and I see myself as the Night Elm, exactly. Yeah. Because a lot of my creative process goes on at night. Like I've got my roots in Hackney, sort of Mare Street at the moment. And then I have had the pleasure of and the privilege of branching out, over the last few years since my first album. Yeah. So I see myself as a bit of a tree. The tree's the analogy that kind of is me. And then Mare Street exists and whatnot. So decided to call it that, and then got some really cool beats for it from Adam, Max and James, really cool, really close friends of mine. Mm-hmm. And It took about, I'd say, 3-4 years to get it to the way that I wanted to get it. But we've chopped it in half because 16 tracks is just too much for the kids these days.
Yeah, in one go.
You know, exactly. So you got to kind of spoon feed it. Yeah, we've chopped it in half. 8 tracks part one and then 8 tracks part two.
But you know what's so, you know what's so interesting with me? Like, because I come from an era where like, yo, I'm the baddest, I'm the this, I'm the that. And it's like this, even like, you know, this new generation of people, like, they're so dope, but you guys are so humble and calm. And I watch it, I think, oh my God, I wish I had a bit of that in me. Because I'm like, my album's the shit. What are you talking about?
No. You should see me around my friends. Well, no, obviously you are my friend, but, we're speaking to our listeners now. So I do have to kind of, I keep it real, I don't want people to think that.
I can say, though, that I have listened to it, and it's the shit.
But I already know. Come on, the wordplay alone, even you explaining it, it's just making me go, when is this shit? I need to hear it now.
Yeah, I'll send you a link. I've been sending it around to friends for honest reviews,
Come on, I think you're incredible, and I think it's just our time is going to come when it's meant to be, right, isn't it, to work, because I want to work with you.
Absolutely. Likewise.
Oh man, you are so exciting.
That's both of us with projects coming out in the summer.
Yes,
in the summer. What is it about summer and music?
Do you know what? I think that's the time you become alive again, isn't it? The whole winter time you're hibernating, you're thinking about, oh shit, I've had to pay my taxes. You know what I mean? And now you're like, okay, it's back to grind again. That's what it was for me. I was like,
yeah,
damn,
I hear that. Winter does fuck people
fuck
up with the taxes,
up, man.
Doesn't it? Yeah.
Well, it's not nice to do. It's like a lot of effort to do anything.
Everything just feels like lethargic. And then obviously, I feel like it's been cold. It's been cold and hot, and then it's been weird. And it's
summer.
Like,
summer today.
Yeah.
But isn't it supposed to be retrograde? It's over now, isn't it? One more day? Mercury retrograde?
I never know about that stuff. I only know about the position of planets.
Apparently retrograde. I'm being reliably informed. Retrograde finished.
Mercury is in retrograde. You know it's not in retrograde.
It's not in retrograde.
It was fucked because, I mean, they say that everything goes like, you know, this connections, your phone's freezing, people, you know, you keep kind of miscommunicating with people. And I did find there was a weird period of a lot of mad things going on. But recently, I just feel like everything's just sinking. Right. People are getting it. And the EP's called Breakout. Like, I want you to understand when I say breakout, I'm talking about I'm trying to get away from all of this bullshit and get back to what is the focus, what's the purpose. Stop being distracted by bullshit, which doesn't go towards our aim. Do you know what I mean? So the fact that even when you're saying, because before people talk to me, and I'm listening, but I'm not really listening, if you know what I'm saying. Because you're worrying about your own shit, aren't you? So you're like, now I'm like, I'm listening to every word you said, I'm taking in, and I can visualize what you're saying. Whilst before I'm like, oh, that's cool. What did you say? You know, and I love it. I feel like this is what it is. Breakout is about us getting back to us, man. It's nice.
Absolutely. Well, absolutely.
Why don't we go to a song and then we'll get our first guest of the day?
They've arrived.
He's here. He's in Wayne the Green Room waiting.
Amazing.
It rains blood when I'm with you. When clouds roll through, it rains blood when I'm with you. I may not be the richest man, but I want to give you everything I can. I always try to do my best. When I fall short, I let love. Your lips.
it rain love. It rain love. It rain love. Oh, baby, you're my shining star. That's what you are.
I don't even want to talk over this bass solo, but I'm just going to say what an amazing track that is. Under the with the backdrop of Lee Fields and the Expressions and Terry Walker kind of beatboxing along to it.
And you know what's funny? Awful. I have to say, Lee Fields, the same people that I did the album with Lady, they produced the album for Lee Fields. So I want to shout out Lee Fields. He's amazing to work with. He's incredible. He's like a legend.
Yeah, yeah.
From his new album, that's It Rains Love.
It Rains
which
Love.
Which is the name of the album too. And
damn,
it's incredible. Listen
damn,
to earlier.
Damn, damn. Profound as fuck. Mm-hmm. It Rains Love.
It Rains, oh man.
At a time like this, he's got a lot of faith.
Yes, but it's the truth. I think love
is No, 100%. I genuinely would love to be in the place that he's in to name his album It Rains Love. That's all I'm saying.
You believe in love though, don't you?
I do believe in it, yeah, I do genuinely.
Have you been in love before?
I have, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, let's go deep. Wait,
so right. We talk about Oscar for the
first time. We talk about this after.
I'm in love now, I'll say that.
Are you?
Yeah. But we'll get to that never. Basically, we've got our first guest in, and he goes by the name of, I'm going to let him introduce himself.
Hello, I'm Oscar Jerome. Thank you for having me.
No! Super cool dude, he looks so cool next to me right now. Oh
yeah, very
God.
Cool, very, very cool.
Hold everything from outfit to the guitar, everything. Sick.
Is that a Fender?
It's not a Fender, no.
What guitar is that?
This is a Univox. It's a kind of a niche like Japanese guitar. My dad found this at a car boot sale.
Okay.
No way.
Are you a bit of a guitar enthusiast then?
I mean, yeah, I've spent my life playing the guitar. I wouldn't say I'm a guitar geek like a lot of people. I just like, if it sounds good, I'll play it.
Fair play. Mm-hmm. And do you have a collection? Does your sort of collecting go, or your enthusiasm?
I've got quite a few. I'd say I've got more than most people.
Okay. Because Wyclef's got a collection that's valued at like $1 million. I heard one time, or maybe even $3 million. I remember one of those numbers being in it.
I'm not making
not
that kind
saying
of money
it's
yet.
In it.
So, yeah. yes.
But then you never know. You know what I mean? You never know. But I've got a friend I went on tour with Harley, a past co-host, and he's a guitar enthusiast. And I remember one time, we were in, I think, Edinburgh or somewhere in Scotland, and there was a guitar shop there. And I just remember him dropping a few bags on a guitar and thinking,
like,
fuck
what?
Me. Like, I'm not a musician at all myself. Yeah. I literally just write, you know. Can't play any instruments, so my enthusiasm stops at zero. Do you know what I mean? I love the sound of things, and that's it. But I don't know what to go to for to produce the best sound. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's always really interesting seeing people's enthusiasm for their tools. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I think a lot of it's down to the individual, really.
Yep.
There's lots
of
people that play something that's really cheap that make it sound amazing, and then there's lots of
good
people
point.
Very true.
Who've got all the gear and no
C6
idea.
Steve.
Exactly.
You
Big know
fan
what?
Of him.
Though I heard that whole story about C6 Steve is not true.
What's
that? About him being like
a hobo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Excuse me. Do you not know half these stories? They do this all the time.
Yeah, I heard that it was all made up. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to be like, I don't want him coming for me, but.
That's Oscar crushing dreams there, crushing hopes.
Latitude 2013 was a lie.
Waste of time.
You know what? I think I was there actually, though.
Yeah, when he had was it John Paul Jones come out as his guest?
Yeah.
Were you there that year as well?
I was there, yeah. I was like a kid, but yeah.
We'll strike that from our memories today. He's a fucking charlatan.
I've never heard that.
Six charlatan. That's what I'm going to call him now.
Fact check that.
You're
so emotional, straight from now.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, I was invested, you know.
No, I need to proof of C6.
Yeah, you do.
They're checking
thanks,
it out.
Thanks, Oscar.
There.
Thank you for this mess up the whole vibe. Yeah.
Um, Damn, I'm speechless. I hope we can debunk that.
Yeah, we hope so.
But what got you into playing guitar, or who?
My dad plays guitar. He's an amateur musician, but he's really into music. He's really into a lot of like jazz music and stuff. So he kind of introduced me to a lot of the music that I then went on to really love, like people like Jimi Hendrix and a lot of like blues artists like John Lee Hooker and stuff like that. And yeah, and then I kind of just got obsessed. And then from like the age of 15, kind of got into playing like jazz and stuff. Before I just wanted to rock out. I was like a little bit of a
of course.
Bit of a rocker. Then I found like jazz and hip hop and soul and stuff.
It's a rap for Nick. Once you get it, you can't go back with it. Yeah.
Would you say it's just a lot, like it feels a lot cooler kind of to play?
I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say that like some hip hop artist is necessarily cooler than someone like Jimi Hendrix.
But Jimi Hendrix had a cool way of playing the guitar compared to someone like, I don't know, someone that really like, as you said before, like rocks out.
Brian May or something like
right,
that.
Right, exactly. I would say, definitely. Jimmy, yeah, I would say
he's soulful. That's the thing. Like, Jimi Hendrix is real soulful.
Yeah, truly.
And he's just the vocals and it's the way he is. Exactly.
Yeah.
So how do you know?
I'm 27.
Oh God!
I know I've got a baby face.
Oh, yeah, you do. You're a baby.
Got baby age as well.
Yeah, for real. So, where do you hail from, actually?
I was born in Norwich, but I've lived in London. I've lived in South London for like nine years.
Yeah, for like 9 years.
Do you
ever go back to? Have you been back to Norwich to play a gig?
I don't know. Nah, I don't think so. Not for a long time.
Oh, really? The only reason I ask that is because Norwich just seems like it's got it's really kind of firmly on the gig circuit.
Yeah, it is. I know. Oh man, yeah. My mum was pissed off when it wasn't on my UK tour.
That's brilliant.
Oh, I love that. What is this?
So, what date is Norwich?
Well, you've just played in Paris and Amsterdam and Dublin. And
well, I'll take those.
But not Norwich.
Yes.
Yeah. Can't fit
I've
in Norwich.
Nah, next time.
Yeah. Now, did you find Paris? People always have good stories about playing gigs in Paris. I played one in my life.
I've played quite a few gigs in Paris now, but the last time that was my first like proper headline. That was Le Pop Up. You know,
Le Pop Up, you did the accent? Where?
it was great. Yeah, we sold out. It was like a really good crowd. It seems to be a good crowd, which is kind of goes against a lot of people's preconceptions of Parisians,
right?
I would say.
People say that they're quite snobby.
They're so not, you know.
I think that's only about their language.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just, you've got to speak French.
But you know, that's the truth, because I think they, if you, once you go, excuse moi, they're like, they're so receptive. Yeah. The moment you go, excuse me, mate, they'll be like, I think the
only thing that makes the French seem quite proud is the way they revere their language. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But you sing whatever language you like, but speak French.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was trying to open back. I can speak a bit of French, so I'm trying to open it. Wherever I go, I was trying to open a little bit with the language of the place.
It's always nice to kind of acknowledge where you are.
Wasn't it over there they have like a percentage of people that they play, they have to play homegrown stuff?
Yeah, they've got a quota on French radio.
Like 60 or 70%.
I think it's even higher than that. I think it's like in the 80s, maybe.
Yeah, you're like 20% of everything else.
Yeah.
But as a result,
they've got like, for instance, French hip-hop has apparently got the biggest kind of market, second only to the States.
Is it?
Yeah. French hip-hop is sick as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Listen. Yeah.
They've got a good, they can put good kind of, I think a lot goes to the language in it and the rhythm of the language itself. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just sounds sick. They've got good words.
Yeah.
The French have got good words, rappable words.
Rappable words.
So you're going to play a song for us today.
I'm going to play a song.
So what we're going to do is we're going to play your track first and get you set up ready to play a song in a minute.
Natalie shat herself there. Isn't it?
I was going to tell you to
just go. All right, go.
Here you go.
Natalie's my handler, basically.
Natalie, I love you.
I was like, yeah, I did panic, so I fell off the chair. But so we're going to play your track there. Let me cut, and then give me 3 minutes and a half minutes to calm down. And then we'll play your live track from here. Okay?
I was in a dark, dark place, yeah. 4 feet beneath my needs and my memories. It's kinda hard to be good, good, good enough for you. you. Yeah. But it's even harder to be good enough for me. Yeah. Or maybe it's just because my ego has been eating up my logic since the day I was born. Yeah. But this shit's been fucking with my workflow. I be feeling negative about the one I adored, yeah. So we've come a long way since long train ride, and I'll gladly take a slice of humble pie. With beauty in the eye of the beholder of a lion. Don't you dream it. What's right, try do what's right, but do you really feel it? Or you say what's right, try do what's right, but do you really feel it? Or you say what's right, try do what's right, but do you really feel it? Or you say what's right, try do what's right, but do you really feel it? I'm grateful for some time for reflection, but I mustn't let my lens be blinded by sex. But I must admit that I love the attention. Man, I feel a woman wants to act dirty. That's a choice and a choice I will respect. Or maybe it's just because my ego has been eating up my logic since the day I was born, yeah. But this shit's been fucking with my workflow. Have me feeling negative about the one I adore, yeah. So we've come a long way since long train ride, and I'll gladly take a slice of humble pie. Do what's right, but do you really feel it? You say what's right, try do what's right, but do you really feel it? You say what's right, try do what's right, but do you really feel it? You say what's right, try do what's right, but do you really feel it?
Yes.
Ooh, what a vibe.
Big tune that.
So you know, even you're singing, so like when you, because I remember when I first started singing, I just kind of taught myself how to sing. But who was like one of the first singers that you heard and you were like, yo, you know what, this voice is what I kind of want to emulate until you find your own sound, obviously.
I really like Gil Scott Heron.
This kid, you. Some really good
messages. You a deep cat,
yeah.
Dog.
Yeah.
Just because I really like the way that when he sings, he's kind of, has a lot of, he's telling a story with the way that he sings. He's not always so on point of his tuning and stuff, but it's just like, it feels
makes
really
it even
very,
more
that's jazz,
it's very real.
That's jazz. That's jazz. Jazz is not most, exactly. Yeah. You find your way, don't you? You find your way.
Exactly.
R.I.P. Gil Scott Heron, actually. Yeah.
Oh, yes, of course. Yes.
So, Misty Head / Sunny Street. Do you say the /
No.
You don't? No. Just Misty Head / Sunny Street.
It was originally a comma. I thought it just looked a bit cooler with a /
It does look very cool with a / It does. Anything, including Guns N' Roses.
The slash! Slash is pretty cool, though.
Been waiting to use that joke.
Yeah, I think it got a good reception.
Yeah. Just needed someone with a / in a song. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's all I was waiting for.
Oh, you know,
that was so it's a standalone single.
Yeah, standalone single. Yeah, yeah.
And can we expect like a bigger, because you've released two EPs?
That's correct. Yeah.
And can we expect an LP sometime soon?
Yeah, there's gonna be a body of work coming out soon. I'm not gonna say exactly when.
Fair play.
It's in the works. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, there's a lot of stuff that's done. I've also got a lot of music, which is like collaborations with different people.
Brilliant.
That's waiting to come out. So yeah, just working out there.
Yeah.
Awesome.
The game
awesome.
Of chess.
Natalie gets super hyperactive when she hears the C word. When she hears collaboration.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's was C word. Yeah, I know. It's not C next Tuesday. Probably not that.
No, not that.
I'm like, oh, okay.
That too, but thankfully no one said that.
No one said
on
that today, yeah.
Yes.
But you know, it's early.
How people are scared of that word, though.
You can swear, by the way.
That word is not so bad. I don't know why people are so scared for this word.
Yeah. Say it. If you want to say it, Terry, say
no,
it.
I'm not saying it because yeah, my mum's listening.
Is she listening?
Okay. No, she does. Right. She'll be like, she hates it. She hates that word so
fair,
much.
Fair, okay, fair.
We won't, see you next Tuesday, though.
See you next Tuesday. Yeah. We will. I'll see you next Tuesday. So the song you're about to play for us, where is that out yet?
Yeah, it's out now, yeah. There's going to be a video dropping for it pretty soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called Misty Head, Sunny Street. You can find it on all the online platforms and that. I've also got some merch, some t-shirts that are being made for it and stuff. So if you're interested, you can find that online. Yeah.
Brilliant.
I can't wait to hear this.
We'll take it away, bro.
Wrap your vine around mine. A sleep deprived. Infectious sight, the free the butterflies. When I feel you cascading, shaking thighs and body heat. I make it soft music on my sheets. A speechless smiles of serenity. It's deep and I'm waiting. Well, how you gonna give me one taste of your weakness? With just 3 spoons of your sweetness. Cause I've been trying all day to get you out my mind. But what's the use in trying? I think I should be solitary on this journey to the sun. Sun comes up and we go down. My light comes in and you take it loud. My lust for you is purple clouds. The ripple cross your skin. A misty head, sunny street. The fading sound of your feet. I hope you're thinking I'm in that window seat. Cause you're good and I'm craving. But how you gonna go and expose my weakness with just 3 spoons of your sweetness? Cause I've been trying all day to get you out my mind. But what's the use in trying? Solitary, yeah. On this journey to the sun, to the sun, to the sun. But you make it so hard to be voluntary, yeah. But where these feelings come from, come from, come from. Oh, I think I should be solitary, yeah. On this journey to the sun, to the sun, to the sun. But you make it so hard to be voluntary, yeah. But where these feelings come from, come from, come from. Really feel that I should be solitary, yeah. You make it so hard to be voluntary. Wanna fly into your sun and run, yeah. Do it all again when we're done, yeah. I really feel that I should be solitary, yeah. But you make it so hard to be voluntary. Wanna fly into your sun and run, yeah.
You really can hear the jazz influence in it, like the bluesy influence. It's incredible.
The key
good
changes
music.
As well. I noticed the little change that you just made. I said, like, I was looking at you thinking, and you're in it. I was watching your face. I was like, damn, he is in it. There's nothing that's going to distract you. Could have been an earthquake. Someone could have been there flashing their tits at you. And been like, nothing was going to distract you today. That was amazing.
Have you had any outlandish behaviour at gigs? Have you had a bra thrown at you yet? Or
I've had some slightly strange things. Yeah.
Like?
I have actually had underwear, but I don't know if it's actually someone that actually took it off. I would it just like appeared out of nowhere. But
right.
Yeah.
Sick.
That's not unusual. That's not
yeah,
unusual.
Yeah, you know, it's a rite of passage, you know. I think it's a landmark at a gig, isn't it? If you get underwear thrown at you, it's one of those things, isn't it?
I think it was more of a joke though, to be fair.
I think maybe it became a joke after the 70s anyway. I think people only do it ironically now, and I really hope people do it ironically now anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh yeah, okay, I'm gonna stop the gig and we're going to my hotel now. Right. Imagine if that actually happened
because
to someone.
Because you put the phone number, I guess, in the bra. Here's the phone number, here's my name, here's my number. I mean,
yeah. No one really does that. Do people do that? That put the number on it now?
What about who got time to be looking through the knickers to look at the number? No. Yeah! That's even more disgusting. You know, I'm like, oh!
It's true.
You're like, oh, I'm gonna see if there's a number in here. Like, come on now.
That's true.
What are you gonna say when you
go to the must be a bit of a lottery. Well, there must have been rock bands that rang the numbers back in the day.
Of course they did.
Right. And they must have just gone for the biggest one. The biggest bra. It's true.
Oh, bra.
They must have.
I thought you were talking about knickers. That's what I was thinking. If you go looking in the bra for knickers.
Well, is it not traditionally a bra?
And knickers.
Yeah, knickers actually, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen people for knickers.
Tom Jones made getting thrown knickers famous, didn't he?
Yeah,
maybe a new pair. Maybe a new pair with the number on.
But the whole point is that they're not a new pair. That's what the whole point is.
True. If those are on the stage.
After all, sweaty pom pom. So you've had some sweaty pom pom knickers. I like that.
Name of your next album. Name of your next album.
Name of the next album.
Yeah, sweaty pom pom knickers.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you've got that sexy. You've got a very sexy vibe about you, though. So good. The music's very sexual, isn't it?
Yeah, that is a particularly X-rated song. It's not all that sexual.
Oh, isn't it? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That one felt very sexual. Okay, I'm sexual, if to speak.
Boisterous and sexual. We're painting a very good portrait of Terry Walker with this show.
Always. Yeah. Come on, join me to my first song. Come on.
We've got a game, haven't we?
We do. Now, do you need a moment, Oscar, to de-guitar? Is that a word?
De-guitar.
Or are you okay to play the game with guitar?
I can play with guitar.
I mean, you're not going to need to play the guitar, because you have got a pen and paper in front of you.
Okay.
So this game is very odd.
They are very
odd. He's de-guitaring.
Okay, well, I'm prepared after they already did the subject.
Okay! Oh, it's just me,
So, Nanny, Oscar, you have got a song called Smile on a Screen, and your name is Oscar, so it makes sense.
Oh, my God.
Oh!
That I'm going to play you some songs from films.
Okay.
What I want you to tell me is if one song has more or less YouTube views than the one I played before. Whoever wins will receive... An Oscar.
Shut up.
Ooh, I want an Oscar. Okay, I'm winning this one.
Yeah, an Oscar.
I'm winning this one.
That water
bottle. No way, it's not actually an Oscar. You could have at least bought a fake Oscar.
Can we get a photograph of Oscar Grouch? Can I just play you my favourite Oscar clip and then you can tell me who he's actually talking about?
Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
That is John Travolta. Do you want to hear it again?
Yeah.
That is...
Please welcome the wickedly talented, one and only Adele Dazeem.
It was... I can't remember the name of the actress.
No such person as Adele Dazeem. It's Idina Menzel.
That's a video.
He had it on a bit of paper and he still called her Adele.
The
wickedly talented.
The wicked. So, what's the thing again? We need to find out who's got the most views.
Right, so I'm going to start, though, with this song from Batman Forever.
I don't know the words.
So that's Seal, Customer Rose from Batman Forever. That has 36 million views on YouTube.
Should have more.
Yeah, it should. So have that number in your head as we move
on. So how many views? I need to put it down.
So that's got 36 million. Uh-huh. I need you to write down whether this song from Dangerous Minds.
I mean,
same year.
I would argue.
No, you got to write down your answer.
Write it down.
Okay.
Let us know your method of thinking, if you like.
Not the actual.
I would say that song is bigger than the film.
Yes.
That's a good point. Gangster's Paradise is bigger than Dangerous Minds, way bigger. Yeah, but right. But the question is it bigger than Kiss from a Rose by Seal?
So yeah. On YouTube, that has Kiss from a Rose has 36 million views. Do you think Coolio, Gangster's Paradise, from Dangerous Minds, the same year as Batman Forever, 1995, has higher, more than 36 million views, or lower, less than 36 million views? And write it down.
Don't look at my
phone. But I would also argue that Kiss from a Rose might be bigger than Batman Forever now.
That's no, of course, arguable. The song. I don't know that song.
I don't think it is.
I don't know if you remember, this is before social media, all this stuff as well.
So I think Batman Forever is bigger than the I think the film in this case might just edge out the song. Yeah. But you're absolutely right, Oscar. Gangster's Paradise, like, hardly anyone's heard of Dangerous.
No, I had never heard of that film.
It's a good film, yeah, of course, but let's be honest, cliche, isn't it? Like, way more people know Gangster's Paradise
and
than Dangerous.
And the hairstyle and stuff.
Yeah.
And,
exactly.
Yeah, LV.
So, bear in mind,
LV.
This is...
LV. You know what happened to him? He started making handbags, didn't he?
Did he?
No, I'm joking.
Oh, do you know what? That is so... I'm so dumb, I was like, is it?
So that was Coolio there. It's from Dangerous Minds. Moving on to a more current song, but bear in mind it's on YouTube views. It's this Lady Gaga, Bradley Cooper.
Oh, come on,
Shallow.
I love this though. This is so good. I love this film.
It's a big tune still.
From A Star Is Born from last year.
Do you know what? She killed me with this. I loved the film. I thought it was great. I know people thought it was cheesy.
Do you know that song reminds me of? Mm. Is it Only You?
By Yazoo. Yeah, the 80s. Yeah, I do know.
It reminds me a little bit of that song. I don't know why.
Okay. So that's Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper with Shallow from last year, but this is on YouTube views. Did it get higher or lower views than Gangster's Paradise? Moving on to, going to 1986 now, from Top Gun.
Oh! I love it! This is the 80s time.
That's Berlin.
Are you doing the bogle?
Snare. I was doing the bogle and hitting the snare.
Take my breath away. That's fucking brilliant. I love that.
I was doing the snoggle.
Take my breath away. The crash plane. No, she's in the crash plane.
That is a produckle. That's not even a production. It's a produckle.
That's the 80s, right?
That's the 80s.
Berlin. Let's
take my
breath away.
1986.
Yeah. Top Gun. So that's a memory. There you go. So is it higher or lower than Lady Gaga from A Star Is Born? Okay. Shit. So we've got Berlin. Now we're going to move to 2002. You better lose this house in the music. The moment you want it, you better never let it go. You only get one shot.
Opportunity once in a lifetime.
So, Eminem, of course, the Oscar-winning song Lose Yourself from 8 Mile in 2002. But has that got more or higher or lower views?
Come on, Eminem's going to have
the
Berlin views.
Like, half of them are just me watching it, I think.
What? Which one, Eminem or Berlin?
Both. It's both, to be honest, both.
That's all you do on YouTube.
That's just what I do. I lose
both. Opens a window, Eminem. Opens another window, Berlin.
It's crazy. It's crazy times.
Never uses a computer otherwise.
You watch my search history. That's all it is. That's all I have. So we have Eminem, of course, from 2002's 8 Mars. Moving now to 1980 with...
Dolly Parton.
Yeah, of course.
She's so dope.
From, of course, the film 9 to 5, Dolly Parton. Is that higher or lower, though, than Eminem in terms of views? And bear in mind, like, the musical's just opening in the West End. Maybe people are going to YouTube to check out.
That will have an impact.
Apparently, she wrote Jolene and I Will Always Love You on the same day.
I know.
That's like, you what?
Mental.
You'd have a nice glass of wine after those two songs, wouldn't you?
Yes. Jolene, don't you take my
mail. Exactly. Right, Dolly Parton from 1980 with 9 to 5. Moving to 1997 now. But you never quite know where the MIBs is at. Here come the men in black. Defenders. 97, Men in Black from Men in Black, the original Men in Black. Will Smith, did he get higher or lower than Dolly Parton in YouTube views of that particular video?
Okay.
Got something for that. And then finally,
I think I'm thinking about win this game.
Finally, we move to 1987.
In the corner.
Well, I've never felt this way before.
Okay.
Nobody puts baby in the corner.
Nobody puts baby in the corner.
Fucking life.
Are you joking? Get baby out of that
mad
corner.
Mad cuz. That's what that was the next line. Is that mad cuz?
Is that 2019 version? Are you mad cuz?
They edited that bit out. It was ahead of its time, that language, you know.
I love it.
So of course that is Bill Medley and Jennifer Warnes. I've had the time of my life from Dirty Dancing, 1987. Dirty Dancing, one of the biggest selling soundtracks of all time. Still sells. But did that get higher or lower than Will Smith's Men in Black? Okay.
That is such a good question.
Great question.
You have to think about the times. This is more relative than it is about what it is.
Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Clever, this game.
So we started with Seal, which had 36 million views to date on YouTube. Yep. Kiss from a Rose. I asked you whether Coolio had higher or lower than 36 million. Oscar, what do you think?
I said higher.
Higher, okay. What do you say, Terry Walker?
Lower.
And what do you say, Michael Payne?
I also said lower.
It is higher.
No!
Good point. But fair, do you want to have any guess at how much more higher than 36 million? What do you think?
I'm going to say 50 million.
50 million? Terry, I can give you a point.
70.
70?
Sorry, what song is this?
This is Gangster's Paradise. Yeah, higher than 36 million.
Higher than 36. I'm going to go 41.
144 million views.
I should get a hundred.
That's true.
Not that close though. So, let's bear in mind now. Coolio has 144 million views of Gangster's Paradise. Terry, do you think that Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper has higher or lower than 144?
Higher.
Yeah. Oscar, what do you say?
I said Lady Gaga had lower.
Lower. Michael Payne.
Brave. I'm going to go higher.
You're right. It is higher. Yeah.
It's Gaga.
I think I'm just going by what I like.
It's Gaga. I don't know. I don't even know what her average is, but you've just got to think.
Have a guess. How much higher than 144 million?
I'm going to go 500
mil. 5 million? 500 mil, sorry. And what are you saying, Oscar?
400 mil.
Mm-hmm. No, a billion probably, because it was a movie and it was Bradley Cooper. I did so much.
Oscar would technically be the closest there with 439 million.
Okay,
not close enough for a point. So move to Berlin. Michael Payne, higher or lower from Top Gun? Big
1,000,000% lower.
Lower. Okay. Oscar, what do you say?
I'm going to say
lower. And Terry?
Did you say that?
I said higher.
I'm kidding. Yes! No! I knew you lied.
I said higher.
Terry, what do you say?
I said lower.
Did lower as well. Yeah, you're right. But do you know how much lower, do you think?
Oh, Top Gun, Berlin. Take my breath away. Let's go with... I'm going to say 20 mil.
Yeah.
No, that's a silly answer.
Why?
Yeah, no, I'm going to stick with 20 mil.
Oscar, you can have a guess. You can get a point if you get close.
If you get it right,
actually, not close. I'll have two either way, two numbers either way, but you have to be super close.
50 mil.
Uh-huh. Terry?
30.
78. So respectable.
Fair fucking
that is respectable
Berlin.
For Berlin, right?
Yeah, for now, yeah.
Eminem, Oscar, higher or lower than Berlin?
Higher.
Yeah. Higher. Okay. Yeah, we think it's higher, right? Come on. But how much higher did he get than 78 million?
Oh, probably
a lot.
500 million, I reckon.
I can't say the same thing.
You can say the same thing.
Yeah, I'd go 500
million.
Is this question five?
This is the four. This is four. Eminem now. We're on Eminem. Did he get higher? So how much higher did he get or lower than 78 million? Sorry, he got higher. How much higher did he get than 78 million?
Oh, right. Well, I wrote lower, I think.
Did you?
Yeah.
Joking. Then Berlin.
You wrote lower.
I just assumed you'd get it right and gave you a point. Okay.
Wait, maybe I wrote
You wrote lower than Top Gun.
Whoa.
Eminem.
I've lost.
You said Eminem got more than Berlin.
Yeah, I think, I know you wouldn't have got that one because it's you.
That's question four, right?
Yeah.
Well, I have written more, so.
Yes, yeah, you got right, okay, but how much more? I must have
just ticked it prematurely.
Have a guess. Have a guess how much more than 78.
Than 78, I'm going to go with another 500 mil.
Yeah. Well, you all said 500.
Yeah, we said 500.
But it was 583 million.
Dude, we're not too far off, though.
So now we have Eminem with 583 million. Did Dolly Parton's 9 to 5 get higher or lower? Ooh. Terry
lower.
Walker.
Lower.
Yeah. Terry Walker says
I'd say lower.
Lower
as well.
You say lower. What are you saying, Oscar? What's on your paper, Oscar?
I said
higher. Yeah, what's on your paper?
No,
exactly.
That is actually lower. But how much lower? How much do you think that she has in total views?
I think she's about 70 million.
I was going to say 70 million as well.
12 million.
Oh, 12 million.
Okay. All right, so Will Smith's Men in Black, higher or lower?
More. Shit, I said lower.
I said more.
You said higher. Terry gets a point. What did you say, Oscar?
I said lower.
Oh, no. Higher. Okay, but how much higher than 12 million has he had?
I'd say 60.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd say 70.
Oscar?
150?
55 million. Ooh. 55 million. So finally, Dirty Dancing, I've Had the Time of My Life, higher or lower than Will Smith's 55 million? What do you have, Oscar?
Higher.
You said higher? What have you said, Oscar?
What's on your paper? What's on your paper? Thinking about.
Uh-huh.
I said lower as well.
Well done. You're right. It is
shit.
Lower.
Hey. I won this motherfucker!
How much lower? How much lower, though? How much are you going to say? The 55 million, how much?
Probably
ballpark figure.
10. What, Dirty Dancing?
Yeah, how many?
Time of My Life.
Lower than 55.
Lower than 55.
My Dolly Parton had 12.
15.
Yeah, Dolly had 12.
Yeah, 12, yeah.
15, you're saying. You're saying 10, Terry. Yeah. What are you saying, Oscar?
I'm going to go 13.
I do have to give a point to Terry because it's 10.9. So that is close enough.
Yeah.
That is close enough.
Someone's like, do we get points for... So we get 2 points for naming the number as well?
Potentially, yeah.
Don't worry. So in third place goes to Oscar. The Oscar does not go to Oscar with 3 points. In second place, the Oscar does not go to Michael Payne with 4 points. But the Oscar does go to...
And the Oscar goes to...
Terry Walker!
I won again!
7 points.
You have to make an acceptance speech now. That's the only cap.
Can I just say, usually, Natalie, your game's a load of rubbish and I don't know what the tennis court
because
to do.
You lose.
But because I won today, I must say this is one of the best games I've ever played in my life and I appreciate winning my Oscar today. Thank you so much, Natalie.
Thank you.
I love you, Natalie.
That was great. That was great.
Daddy's like, piss off.
No, you said my games were rubbish.
I tell you every time I come, I tell you they're rubbish.
Yeah, you do. Until you win.
Until she wins.
Until I win, I love them.
Yeah, it's bad.
Thank you so much for joining us, Oscar, mate. It's been a pleasure having you treat us to live music, play us music, and also participate in a game. Where can people find you on social media, and what do you have planned live-wise for in the near future, especially summer?
You can find me, if you just look up Oscar Jerome on anything, you'll be able to find me. At Oscar Jerome, OSC Jerome. In the summer, I'm playing a lot of festivals. I'm going to be playing this new festival, which is in Brockwell Park, called Cross the Tracks.
Oh, wicked. Ooh. Yeah. Isn't Chaka Khan headlining?
Yeah, Chaka Khan's headlining, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I thought it was Mighty Hoopla she was doing.
She's doing both. She's here. She's living her best life in London.
living her best life.
That's my only London festival, but
Any Norwich festivals?
No Norwich festivals. Sorry, mum.
Sorry,
I did play Latitude last year, but that's kind of close, but...
While your mum was on the holiday, innit? The 1 year your mum wasn't even in the UK. Yeah, sorry, mum.
Sorry, mum.
You should make that a thing now. never play Norwich while your mum's around.
No one's in town.
As soon as your mum's out of town, just get a gig in Norwich. Make it a thing.
Why would I just want to be mean to my mum?
No,
it's not mean. It's just funny. It's cheeky.
It's a thing now.
Like, definitely let her see you play live, but just never in Norwich.
Yeah.
I think that's quite a funny prank.
I don't know.
I am just mean.
Yeah, that was horrible.
Let's be honest, yeah.
But it's exciting though. I'm excited for you, man. Just watching your passion, just watching you as a musician, you can see that you've really got the real passion in it. And I think it's dope. I love it.
Oh, thank you.
It's exciting for you, man.
The Terry Walker seal of approval.
Yeah. I'll get out of here.
Love it.
It is a great seal of approval, though, but yeah.
But once again, thank you, mate.
No problem. Thank you.
Let's get into a tune. When we come back, I need to talk about.
Yeah, we do need
we
to.
We do, yeah, yeah, yeah. You thought
the
I wasn't going to say
the
it, didn't you?
The thing.
Get over all the pain I've brain story about dead end.
Fangirl laughed. Even I tried not to, but I was about to
hold it together. Terry,
are you doing the hand fan?
I'm trying to hold it together. What is going to be
that's difficult? I think I saw you do the hand fan.
I'm like,
the hand
oh
fan.
Double hand fan. Sure,
double hand fan. Four hands. Terry's produced four hands.
I'm going to have to change my underwear.
It's a pity this is on radio.
No, seriously, this is a fan moment right now.
Nah, same for me. You should have been here when we interviewed Donnell Jones.
Donnell Jones, yeah.
Oh my God, classic.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We get all the legends.
I met you. That song was playing. I think as when we met that time in that pub, and I met.
Oh, the first time.
I feel like that song was playing when I met you. That time.
Ah, fair play.
I don't know why I remember that.
Well, it's a good thing to remember. It's a big tune. I remember I was wearing a Wu-Tang T-shirt when I first met you. You know?
And I was really like, anyway,
lovely. Anyway, we're going to talk about a quick story before we get Blackstreet into the studio.
Yes, exactly, exactly. Speaking of Wu-Tang, another hip-hop icon is Eazy-E. Oh. And where is that story? Because
page
it's
two.
Ridiculous.
Page two.
How have I lost page two? Well, when it's come after on. Page one. There it is. There it is.
See? Blackstreet's making us nervous.
Yeah. A man is campaigning for a statue of Eazy-E to be erected in the small Sussex town of New Haven.
What?
Guy Stevens is asking the local council to remember the NWA rapper who died in 1995, saying it will add to the town.
Didn't die in New Haven, though, did he?
Didn't die in New Haven. Enough, didn't die anywhere near.
Do you know what?
New
this word, imagine. Seriously, that's hilarious.
It gets better. Just do it, he told New Haven Town Council, according to the Argus, which is their newspaper.
Local paper.
Get a statue or a plaque up. Why not? You just wasted money on a bandstand on Denton Island no one cares about. So why not an Eazy-E memorial?
You know what? He sounds like a genius.
It's a salient point.
I want to meet him. He sounds funny.
Stevens said a memorial to the rapper would be unique, eccentric, and would stand out, adding it would bring some interest to New Haven. Yeah, like, what the fuck is that doing there? The local man has started an online poll to gauge public support for his campaign, saying the vote is 60-40 in his favour.
In no way!
10 people have voted.
Oh, okay.
Six were like, whatever. Take that as a yes.
He's right, though. It's 60-40.
Yeah. 60-40. I love it, though. See, the world is just so wacky. You know what? We know that if it actually happened.
The article goes on to say the rapper has no links to New Haven. While they have yet to formally respond to Stevens, the council said they have no idea who Eazy-E is.
Playing some songs.
But you know, I think it's why not? Because you're right, anyone would go to New Haven would go, why is there an Eazy-E statue? And I don't even really know where New Haven is. I've never been there.
I know where Sussex is, yeah, but I don't think I've been to New Haven.
But you
it sounds like a coastal place.
It will. I think it's I think it sounds seasidey. Seasicky Steve or CC Steve as we like to call
Steve.
When they tried to look outside for Seasick Steve, they were calling him CC Steve and said they didn't exist. And I was like, you can't get him on Google. I'm like, you definitely unless Seasick's so off the grid now he's pulled
this is true gone to work for the CIA
but we like CC Steve,
but that's also good news for anyone who was thinking of the artist named CC Steve because it's not taken
exactly so you can have that if you
have
want
it.
To
have
you
at
know
it
how is this, I'm saying, you're not confusing me
you know about
C6
Steve
I'm excited about Blackstreet. I don't know what else is going on.
Well, on that note, because I can see them through the window, let's get into a quick song and then we'll get Blackstreet into
absolutely.
The studio.
Good friend, peace to my area, some would say, hey, never feel inferior,
you heard?
Come again,
see,
come again, and you were rocking with
the kingdom,
murderous musical melodies, vocals of potpourri choking your cheek, hopefully you gain more than quotes from me, showing you how it's supposed to be, roasted rotisserie hot, yes, cause this will be nothing less than naturally cold wizardry. Actually, we call this the King Step. So flash up your lighters and come boogie with the best.
We come for show you off and do the King Step. We come for show you off and do the King Step.
King Step, left, right,
the King Step.
King Step.
thing right, cause all them man were boss lazy, they supposed to rape me, cause the older them's my babies, but my pick near them forsake me, it's mad. They got me like some deadbeat dad, like we never set the pace and come to secure the bag with the niceness. Anywhere we're dead, that's where the vibes is. We don't want a mice to leave you lifeless. Let you look a gal and take a wife is. Clear to me that what them boy they play ain't nothing like this. We do it for the righteous, it's for the techers. When you want the boom, then come check us. Never let no guy come disrespect us. Anything I talk, come test me, get peppered. Plus we got this new dance now, it's for the steppers. We come for show you how to do the king's step. We come for show you how to do the king's step. Left, right, the king's step. We come for show you how to do the king's step.
The kingdom,
kingdom.
Every style you hear, we bring them.
Yeah.
That's where that emo rap and bin them.
Them.
I'm back on my kingdom sound system. Spitting acid like aliens. Got my vibranium vibes from subterranean. Young king, killmongers, yeah, we're raising them. Check your papers, them, they've got all of our DNA in them. Guns blazing, I'm aiming them at your cranium. Your list ain't shit, you ain't saying I'm naming them. Taking back the art and artifacts, we're reclaiming them. I want the gold and platinum and titanium. Your highness, the highest title, numero uno. Busting up like Hugo and push straight like two sumo. A boy funeral, trying to play me like Ludo. Let go me far, what guns from me? Pull
up the tune, pull up the tune.
Listen,
we're going to show you how to do the king's step. We're going to show you how to do the king's step.
That's the King's Step by King Dem. Obviously, previous guests of ours, UK hip hop legends, Ty, Black Twang, and of course Rodney P.
Yeah.
Why are you shaking your head now? You know that scares me. You know that scares me. You have to stay perfectly still around me. I get frightened easily. That was obviously featuring. I think it was a sample of Dead Prez's "Bigger Than Hip Hop." If you recognise that, yeah. That bass line sounded very familiar.
Yeah, the bass line. But then I heard a little horn. So I was thinking to myself, why have I got a microphone?
Lovely, lovely. Thank you, Nat.
But yes, legends, man. Rodney.
Yeah.
I heard they've been killing it with the shows as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've seen some footage. Speaking of legends.
Legends.
My I add, if you forgive my language, fucking legends.
Fucking legends. Yeah. Yes, sir.
No, you can say something up if you like. Say
yes, sir.
Motherfucking legends.
There you go.
I knew that's what you're looking for. Motherfucking legends.
It's like, yes, broken the ice,
guys.
Motherfucking legends. Thank you.
We do, of course, have Blackstreet in the house.
I can't believe I'm actually.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I can't believe I'm actually saying that with my own mouth.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No, I'm saying.
That is just the weirdest thing I've said probably since I was born. Because honestly, like we had Donnell Jones in quite recently. And like I've started playing R&B tic tac toe. You know what I mean? I think all I need now is to interview Jodeci, and I've just like interviewed all of my flipping like R&B, like the people that I literally grew up listening to.
Hey, well, listen, it's a pleasure of y'all just having us here. You know what I mean? This country has just always blessed us and
absolutely
kept us the legends that we are.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, no, yes, it's true. Yes. Do not shy away from that word, Aubrey. You don't need to. Like, legends.
No, don't shy away from it at all.
Yeah.
But even seeing your faces, it's like you look exactly the same. Nothing's changed.
But you know, black don't crack.
Black don't crack. That's true. You ain't never lie. That's the truth. I'm 60. No one knew.
Just like let's talk about like some of my favorite songs and Terry's as well these are just important questions that I have to get from the horse's mouth. So
ask whatever you like to ask, my brother.
So first of all, were you pissed off when Backstreet Boys dropped?
That's an important question for me.
Absolutely, I told Teddy we should sue these guys.
Really?
because it's too close to our name. Because you know what?
That's what I thought.
Yes,
look, they came out overseas. We came out first. You know what I mean? But when we used to go overseas to perform, like what, maybe in Germany, like when we first start touring, we used to see signs with Backstreet Boys.
No way.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Backstreet Boys or Blackstreet Boys?
Backstreet Boys.
And see, that was the thing.
It was too close.
Yeah.
He didn't want to do it, but you know.
I genuinely, I was young at the time. I must have been around 10 or 11 when I first heard of Backstreet Boys. And like, I even at that young age already knew that that sounded a lot like Blackstreet.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Already. Absolutely. Do you know what I mean? And to be honest, you could look at it as paying homage, or you could look at it as just downright like that's kind of taking the piss, because now there is a
kind of jumping on your wave in a way, because they know it's going to work, and it's like, yeah, that's kind of connect for you.
Right, yeah, exactly.
You know?
They had an inside guy.
But you know, we still get along with those guys, you know what I mean?
I suppose it's not their fault. They probably didn't even name themselves.
No. You know, they probably looked at you and were like, oh my God, this is, you know what I mean? They probably thought they were paying homage. You know, this is what usually.
It worked out for them, and we're definitely friends with them. We'd
that's good
love to
know.
Do a tour with them.
That's what I was gonna say. Yeah, imagine,
really, you know what I mean? That'd be incredible.
Yes. It writes itself as well.
Yeah,
it writes the name of the tour. Would you just call it Blackstreet Boys?
Blackstreet.
That would be amazing.
Pick
oh,
one.
Blackstreet Boys.
Blackstreet Boys.
Yes.
That'd be incredible.
Listen, can you imagine the songs? Can you just imagine back-to-back songs?
Like I would write the set list right now, just off the top of my head. I'd be able to write my dream set list of both bands. I won't for now. I'm gonna wait for the tour to happen, and I'm gonna write it privately and then reveal it with a timestamp.
I hate you.
It's amazing how he has all that concocted in his mind.
I think about weird things. So what was it like working with Foxy Brown?
Foxy was a wild one.
Really?
She was great.
I like that.
If you could see the face right now.
That song is still today.
Yeah.
It's like,
my God. Yeah. Listen, you can't go to especially a black UK wedding or like a proper people's dance without hearing that song.
It was an anthem in New York.
Massive tune.
Yeah, wow.
Like, obviously the original was huge, and that was kind of it was like symptomatic of that era, wasn't it? Like a lot of people were looking back on the kind of old records and loving to like recognize the samples and stuff that you guys
and she was the first female hip hop to really come out like that, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It was amazing, you know?
Absolutely. And how different was that to working with, like, say, Pac? I'm assuming that you were all in the studio together.
No, absolutely not. Let me tell you how that happened.
Yes.
You're talking about
inside story.
What's the song?
No Diggity Song Day Two.
No.
You're talking about Tupac. The song I did with Tupac.
Nah, I think they're talking about the sample.
Yes, of course.
Which one are you talking about?
The sample, like "Don't Leave,"
exactly.
Being the changes.
We were all label mates. Mm. You know what I mean? So our album came out before any of those, anyone's. You know, so what? You know what? Everybody in the hip hop field does is like, okay, they listen to the hottest record. You know what I mean? So, you know, they kind of jacked our sample, but they put it out before us.
Right.
You know what I mean? So everybody thought we were doing a Tupac record.
Yeah, you know? Right.
Even though, you know, Eric has worked on singing background on a couple of the records and with Tupac. But that's exactly how it happened. They were listening to our record.
These are the important questions. That's what I mean.
Exactly.
That's what I mean. I'm trying to find out.
They tried to jack us. You know what I mean? They even tried to jack us with the No Diggity. Mm-hmm. If you go back to... What's the song? What's the song?
Did they have a similar song?
How Do You Want It?
How Do You Want It?
It was called.
They actually took this.
They were dissing Dr. Dre in it because Dre wasn't part of Def Jam.
Death Row anymore. Right.
So they had Aaron Hall in there. They had
Jodeci.
Yeah, yeah. That was How Do You Want It, wasn't it?
No.
Was
that not How Do You Want It? It was called.
Wasn't it Get Money one? It was at the Gate. No.
I can't think of that record, man.
Is that when they never had fake versions of Biggie and stuff in the video and stuff? Is that the one?
No. Was Pat wearing like the black leather waistcoat thing in the video?
Yes.
Ting.
They knew what I said. was it that video? Oh wait, here we go.
Oh, here we go.
What was it?
How do you want it? Do you see?
No.
It was bad. Had Aaron Hall in it as well.
It was Tupac. He released it.
Right.
It was called.
Because he dissed Dre quite a bit, didn't he?
Yeah. He dissed Dre in there.
That's funny because he ended up making California Love with him in it, didn't he? So California Love.
Yeah, but that was before. Was that before? Yeah, that was before they fell out, wasn't it?
I thought it was.
But because we were label mates, Jimmy Iovine shut that down.
Right.
Because, you know, No Diggity was definitely the, you know.
Listen, classic.
Still slaps.
Especially when we got Dre on it, it was kind of like.
It was over.
Do you know what I just clocked as well? I can't remember which one of you pointed it out. I think it was you, sir. That has no baseline.
Yeah, no, that was Mark.
No Diggity. It has no baseline.
No baseline, it doesn't at all.
How mad is that?
And it still slaps so hard. Groove, yeah. That's mad.
It's the piano, isn't it? It's the low.
It's the piano drums. That's acting as the
It's
bass.
The low keys that's acting as the bass line.
Toss it up.
Yeah, I remember that tune. They try to jack the beat.
Oh, yeah. Hail. They even say the hail.
They do.
And see, normally how... Play on or something. Right. And how it works is, you know, when you got a hit record, the executives, they kind of... toss it around the building.
Yeah.
You know,
pun intended, surely.
They heard it. It was like, okay, we need to jump on this before this come out because they already know
what
it is.
Yeah, of course. It's all business, isn't it? That's the sad thing.
It's crazy.
A lot of music execs don't actually like music.
It's competition when it shouldn't be. You know, we all made.
You know, that's the crazy thing, right?
They tried to cut us deep, but it didn't happen.
But it didn't work. That's what makes it so much stronger. Exactly. That's the dope thing about it.
Speaking of competition, because obviously you would have been like, you know, the big... I was saying to Terry and Natalie earlier, I put you in the same pantheon as like Boyz II Men. Obviously, Terry pointed out Jodeci as well. So, are you guys like friends? Do you kind of hang out? Have you got a WhatsApp group chat? Like the R&B legends WhatsApp group chat?
For real, before all of this R&B stuff, you know, we all are gospel singers.
Yeah, of course.
You
know yeah, yeah, of course.
So we're all from the church. Now. Of course.
We're all from the church, you know what I mean? Like Jodeci, they were called
the Haley Singers.
Cedric and the Haley Singers. I had a group as well called the Highlight Juniors. Eric had a group called
the Harmonizers.
Okay. So we all were. That's what we were doing. You know?
Full out Jerry Curl.
Levi was in them clubs with them Jerry Curls.
Oh yeah, I was Jerry Curled out.
Full Jerry Curled out.
I was Jerry Curled out.
I think that might be the quote of today. I was Jerry Curled out. That's the title of this episode.
And you know, Mark Middleton, he was in church as well. So he was
Dan the room.
Yeah, the
church.
The quartet wasn't me.
So you obviously all understand like the roots of soul. Yeah, like, I think
absolutely.
That's what
yeah. I think that's where it comes from.
Yeah, but I think that might be the cusp, like your generation versus the generation after. They don't know the church as well as you guys do.
Right.
I think they maybe don't know the roots.
And you know, the 90s were the best era of R&B. Period. 100%. Hands down.
That's a fact. You know I think. I think that might be in the Bible. Even I don't know.
No question. It was definitely one. You gotta go to the 70s now. I'm being biased because 90s was my favorite era.
I think the 90s was a combination of all of that.
You know, the 70s, the 80s, and the 90s.
But I feel like you
the
guys got it right.
Why
though,
I
like,
said the 90s yeah. is because, you know, we copied that.
Yes,
we copied great. We copied other people's great music. You know, if you listen to a lot of Blackstreet records, man, they.
We paid homage. Don't Leave was the Barge. Buy Me Love, Baby was Float On.
Mm-hmm. You know, Buy Me Love was Beatles. The Beatles. Yep. Yeah. So we captured that.
It was Grandmaster Flash and Furious. Massive sample.
I feel like the difference between you lot then is that there was a respect there for the music.
Absolutely.
And you knew when you were singing, you could hear that you're singing to another plate. You're singing.
Oh, for sure.
So when you're singing, you're singing. Nowadays, it feels like you're making money. This is about this, isn't that? It's still the same thing. So that's the difference, I think.
Yeah. And also, we had a lot of female writers. You know what I mean?
So getting
the perspective of that. Because, you know, a lot of, we can't always pull that out, you know?
Yeah.
You got to. What are you saying about who you're talking about? You give a centerpiece of me. Like, we're not that emotional.
It's poetic as hell.
Because. Yeah, we put it down on the record. It's like, oh, these are some.
There's some sensitive ass motherfuckers. Yeah,
I like that. I like that.
Exactly.
I like that. You spoke for us. The thing is, you guys spoke for us. So obviously, in time, it was. The root was a woman, you know, passing all this kind of sensitivity down, you know, really actually teaching, ingraining sensitivity.
Talking about crying. Look,
yeah, man. Hey, listen.
When they cry, you guys,
I ain't crying over nobody.
It ain't happening.
Wow, no,
I ain't shedding a tear, but I'll sing it.
It was all night.
It was all over. I love that news.
I'm just being real of how, you know, it was so really detailed about the writing. We made sure that all of it was covered. Yeah. We didn't want to miss a beat.
That's dope, though.
You know what I mean?
That's dope.
Absolutely.
And I think there's a difference between understanding what your purpose is. Because I think it's a you understood your purpose, so you knew what you had to do. That's dope.
Right,
I love
that.
The fact that I find out that you guys were all gospel singers is even more.
Yeah, it's great, yeah.
I can remember when Mark was in the studio, he's like, I'm not singing this. Wait a minute.
Is this our song?
Like, we can't sing this. He's going to agree.
Yeah, I didn't know centerpiece. What is that about?
Do you know what that is? What she's talking about? The centerpiece of me.
The centerpiece isn't like my soul, like my very being.
Like say you got like a fireplace and you got your pictures and stuff up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And most ladies will take the most important thing and put it in the center.
Yeah.
Right.
And build out.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's how deep she was thinking.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's a woman's mindset. Yeah, right. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Thinking
now,
that way.
The stuff I didn't want to say sometimes is just a little too raunchy, unnecessarily.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? You got to leave some things to the imagination.
No, that's true.
I hear
that's
that. I hear that. I think that's one thing that R&B
sexy.
Of the era right. possessed. Yes. It was a certain kind of, had a certain alluring quality, like a seductive quality right. because it was sometimes quite vague and there was a lot of analogizing and like you said, leaving stuff to the imagination. Yeah.
Now the song Deep, that was all us. That was us to the fullest of the deepness of how it was supposed to go down.
Yeah.
Because when you're deep, you know, you're supposed to take it from the crevices of your ankles and bring it all the way up. I don't want to get
number one and the number two. Crevices of your ankles.
I'm like, whoa. Taking it
that far. Come from there and then come up.
Watch out.
Deep.
Very deep. Yeah.
I'm
getting hot now.
We've spoken about your kind of like vocally your church upbringing, and it's interesting because I remember in an interview you said that you still see crowds as like congregations.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
And
I do.
That's a really good and cool
way
thing to
do,
hear as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Does it make you keep a kind of reverence about what you're doing?
Yes, it does. It does.
Absolutely.
It does. Keep us so grounded out here, you know, because it can get kind of wild, you know what I mean? But, you know, like Buy Me Love, that inspired me to kind of, me and Ted, to change it up and make it almost a gospel feel.
Right, yeah, absolutely. Then it come full circle because at the end of the day, the Beatles were all inspired by black music anyway. So for them Black Street to cover the Beatles, it just brings the song full circle.
For them to let us have it, you know?
Very, very, very cool.
Very, very powerful, and we appreciated it, and we love them. We came out here, did the video.
Yeah, I know, on the Abbey Road, right?
Yep.
Dope.
It was in a big castle and all.
It
was cold.
It was raining.
It was cold.
How typical. England is not always considered.
No, but they were in the castle. Castles haven't really been fitted with like
central heating. I know it wasn't raining.
You
were lying. It wasn't raining that day.
Yo, it was raining and it was brick.
It was brick.
What'd you think of the weather today?
If you look at the video, we had on suits and you could just see the air. It was
cold. Yeah, it's true. There was a lot of mist. Yeah. It was that kind of video.
Yeah, we had the helicopters out there and everything.
It was crazy though. We loved it.
Yeah. It must have really kind of cemented your belief that the UK genuinely love Black Street.
Absolutely. Right now, when you like the way the scene is right now, who are you guys looking at and seeing as you'd say that are passing on the baton that you would say for you? Like,
oh, good question.
For just groups? Yeah, from what
I don't see any groups anymore. You know what I mean?
It's terrible.
It's terrible that it's not. So we're gonna just keep what we're doing going. You know what I mean? And we're gonna put out a new album and everything and just. You know, we're gonna call it the Final Four and just keep rocking.
Right, that
the
sounds.
Final four.
Yeah, is that Swan Songs? Is that an album of Is that going to be the final?
The final?
That's not going to be the final album, though, is
no.
it?
No.
But it's in reference to the lineup, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
No more
okay.
changes.
Exactly.
But we can tell the truth now. Exactly. No more changes.
Exactly.
And having it.
Exactly.
You know? Oh, no change. No, no more changes.
You know, this legacy, oh, yes. the legacy of this group has always been important to me to just keep the foundation
I was
of
say, being a founding
the
member.
Members.
Yeah. Yes.
You know what I mean? Everyone here, Google, you can Google us.
We know.
This is yeah. exactly what it is. And it's always going to be like this. This is Blackstreet forever.
And wicked. You guys have been playing shows throughout the UK so far. And you got Jazz Cafe tonight, right?
Jazz Cafe.
Tonight.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, it's been amazing.
The past two nights have been off the rails.
Yes,
right.
Of course, because it's the second in a row.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We were talking about
bra throwing and knicker
and
throwing. You must have been... You could probably build mountains of underwear on stage for you guys, I'm sure.
Phone numbers after the show, like, hey, are you coming in after
hell? Well, you know, black don't crack.
But you know, it's an intimate setting in there. It's so it was crazy. It feels like 5,000, 10,000 people.
Yeah, people get loud in Jazz Cafe.
They
do.
They bring love.
It's been
a good venue
every single night. Yes, absolutely.
Especially for R&B legends.
Yes. Oh, yes.
You know, Jill Scott's played there.
Yeah. Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. I think like I'm pretty.
Stevie,
yeah.
Everyone's played in Jazz.
I'm sure even 112.
Stevie.
Yeah. Like Jazz Cafe's got massive. The heritage is.
And I heard that
George Benson,
and I just found out from our assistant out here, Kat. She says it used to be an underground
bunker, something.
Bunker,
did
really?
Is the Jazz Cafe?
I never knew that.
No, I didn't know that.
Outside,
been there.
Like that.
Is Kat? Are you lying?
Kat, are you lying?
Did you just lie to
me?
You said the bunker, right?
You said it was.
Well, to be fair, they've got a lot of kind of subways in that area, haven't they? They've got like the toilet thing as well. So you can imagine that they would have built a lot of stuff underground.
They said. What, 30,000 people can be fit underneath?
Really?
No way.
Yeah, you kidding me.
During World War II, I think it was.
I didn't know that.
30,000 people.
That's nice to know during in this Brexit era where I can go for a safe space. Do you know what I mean? I need a safe space nearby. Like, underground, Blackstreet told me, let me in. Blackstreet told me.
Don't lie to me.
Come on,
now,
you're right. Don't lie.
I know it's there. I know it's there. Right. Trust me.
There's a family coming in here. Exactly.
thank you so much for passing through.
We appreciate you.
No, not at all. Not
like,
as much as we appreciate
like
you.
Family
trust
in
me.
Here, we appreciate
yeah.
it.
Yes, guys, come on.
Y'all have fun.
Us.
Y'all have fun on this show.
I try to.
Are you guys coming to the show?
Yes, we are now. Because we thought
gotta come.
I thought it was last night because I've seen footage of last night's gig and I thought I'd missed it. I was climbing the tallest mountain in the UK. No, the third in England yesterday.
Really?
So I couldn't make it. You know, once I've got a decent excuse.
Yes.
But now that I know this one's on, we're there.
So won't you guys come and introduce us?
That would be great.
Are you serious?
Yes,
absolutely.
Because
you know it's funny. I'm doing Jazz Cafe on the 14th of April, actually. So that would be nice to
meet. That is mental.
So I want you guys to hype the crowd up.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. For sure.
Yeah, fuck it.
Let's
come on, man.
Yeah, this is happening. Yeah. This is happening.
Fuck it. Yes.
Okay, now look. I don't need you acting like that on the stage.
Terry can be catching all the bras and pants.
Yeah.
All right. It's happening. Oh my
this
God.
Is happening.
That's mad.
Okay.
That's what's up.
All
right.
Yo, what time?
Yeah.
This is. We'll discuss all that.
Yeah.
Right now, though, we're going to play.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to play like so many songs. I
There's
personally
so many.
Asked Natalie to get on the system. Got to get you home. Don't I wanted a what else? Don't leave.
We've got fix.
And
well,
we've obviously
like,
got
yeah.
before I let you go. So I'll let you guys choose.
Yeah, you choose.
Don't leave.
There we go. Blackstreet, I've spoken. This is Don't Leave.
Nah, baby, nah, baby, nah, baby.
Take your love away from me. I'll go crazy.
No,
I'll go insane.
Got your problems, baby, and I got mine. Let's just spend it all by putting it together, yeah.
pride, girl. I'm begging you, you're my heart, you're my soul. You got so much control.
Wednesday
they
afternoon.
Felt good, yo. They asked us to come and introduce them on stage. That's how
mental,
mad it is.
Mental.
That's mad.
I'm basically in Blackstreet now.
Did you say, do you interview Blackstreet?
Yeah.
Done?
Done. Yep.
Check
done.
Ding.
Yep.
That's done. Have you interviewed Donnell Jones?
Yep. Bing. Done that too.
Natalie, you're amazing. I love you. The fact you just got it ready. It's mm-hmm. just too funny.
Ready
anyway.
To go.
Love it. Love it, love it, love it. We're on to our last guest.
Yes, our last guest.
Completing the hat trick.
A return. A boss. A welcome return.
A welcome return. Yeah.
I'll devil are you.
It's the, oh, it's, let's introduce you first, mate.
Sorry, it's all right.
It's a man like Grim Sickers.
Yes!
It's one of the hardest people to come after Black
No, mate.
100 to 0.
The headliner, Grim.
Oh, mate, tell me about it.
That's what we were saying. What was your favourite song? What was your Black song?
I'm a bit basic, man. I'm about Cheese and Onion, No Diggity.
Fair play. No, fair play, though.
But I've heard it my whole life.
But that's what I'm saying. Exactly.
My whole life. Yeah. Every DJ in the world.
It's a classic. It is an R&B classic.
It's a floor filler. Straight away, it comes on. Everyone's a spanger.
It's one of the few tunes that you will just hear at a wedding in general, whether a black wedding, white wedding.
You'll hear that every bar on a Saturday in your whole life, bro.
Absolutely.
Hey, do you know what? You've got the best Instagram captions in the game. I always wanted to let you know.
Oh, thanks, mate.
Don't let that slip.
Thanks, mate. I want to.
That is so dope.
I see a lot of people take your style as well.
Oh, really?
Out, bro.
See, someone else can say that. You can't.
You're the king of that, bro.
Thank you very much, mate. Thank you very much.
It's wordplay, right? Wordplay king, I tell you. Wordplay king.
It's good. Your captions are better than a lot of people's albums.
No!
How about that?
Ooh, That's brilliant.
I have to say that to
because
that's been burning me for years. I thought me and Matt Skinner have had some great combos on your captions.
Yeah, well, it's a mutual thing because I'm a fan of your stuff. I'm a fan of Mike Skinner's stuff. So it's nice to kind of hear these things. But tell, because I've never had the pleasure of speaking to you.
Oh,
you know. I know it began in Swindon. You hail from Swindon, right?
Yeah, bit of a country boy from Swindon. I know.
What's wrong with saying I know?
So yeah, in the sticks, the only brown person from there the last 15 years. So come a long way.
So what do you think it is about you? Do you reckon it's because you're the only MC from Swindon?
Nah, what it is. I'm a mixed background. Yeah. My mum's from India. My dad's Jamaican.
Yeah. No way. So Punjab.
I can't speak Patois though. I will never pull it off.
Which part of Jamaica you're there for?
I think it's from a Spanish town.
Hey,
yeah.
Wow. Okay.
What's that country? I'm not too sure.
No, it's
have you, I'm white as hell. Have you been to Jamaica? Or have you been to Jamaica?
No, I haven't been to India, bro.
Right.
Really?
Neither, but I've been Ibiza.
Yes.
That's how British I am.
So come from
media.
You
know what it is?
I love it.
I know a good curry goat with planting, coleslaw.
Oh, no, that's the one.
Yeah.
I'm quite deep in the menu on the Caribbean.
Yeah, I was going to say, your knowledge of the cuisine.
I've got a cooking show as well.
Do you?
Okay, tell us.
But can you cook, though? Can you cook, even though you have a cooking show?
If you want oxtail, shout me.
Okay. Oh. What's your cooking show called, and where can we see it?
Chicken's cooking show. On Instagram stories, I'll fling it up.
Okay.
A little 60K on there, easy.
Do you not
want
to bring something in for us today?
That's what I was going to say. We had patties last week.
I was going to do roties, but the people are rushing me to come in. Give me anxiety. I don't have time to cook it, from scratch as well.
I suppose that's the problem with.
Do you know what?
No,
don't be talking about anything. You're hungry now.
Shrimp roties from scratch.
Oh, do you?
Every week, every Thursday.
Every Thursday. So better than like fajita Thursdays. You do roti Thursdays.
They're a bit out of fashion.
Yeah, it's too roti Thursdays, out of fashion now.
Yeah.
They need to just rename Thursdays Rosdays. It's got a level of like alliteration there, isn't it? Yeah. Roti Rosdays. Everyone would just sound like Scooby Doo, innit?
I love it. I love the Facebook cooking show, though.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah, for real.
So sick.
Yeah, come on.
I like a person that likes their food. Marcel, we were my usual co-host.
Okay.
Obviously, Terry Walker, done us the honor of being my special guest. Everyone knows about Terry Walker.
She thinks I don't know, but I
know. We're all playing it cool. I know about you too.
Please, I'm a nobody, man.
There we go.
Shut up. You're not a no. Stop saying that. Everyone's somebody.
No, you have to admit that your sort of rise has been somewhat meteoric. I'm sure even a humble man like you would admit that.
Shall I tell you the truth, but I winged it, bro. I winged that like there was no tomorrow.
I love it so much.
See me,
right now.
I'm winging it, bro. Like, do I see the other day? I wing my life, my eyeliner. But I don't wear eyeliner.
But yeah, but it's a good relatable post. Yeah.
Southern Coast.
I wing my eyes and my eyes. That's brilliant.
Oh, you every day I'm a
winging. But don't we all?
Yeah. We don't know
what the future holds. Just living life is winging it.
And then when you love what you do, it's about purpose. It's about following the passion. So don't worry about it. You're not winging nothing. You're here. You're here because you're supposed to be here.
Doing you.
You're fucking funny though. So how
did I swear on here?
Huh? Yeah, of course.
When you know that. When I found out, I couldn't stop.
How did you get onto Mike Skinner's radar?
He found out about me, bro.
Oh,
he's very. No, no. The thing is, no. That's what I mean. Like, he's. I believe that wholeheartedly because he is a finder. Yeah. Mike Skinner. I was. It's the same thing with Oscar Wilde piece.
Yeah, of course.
He's Mike Skinner just DM'd him and went.
I love that.
He's very amazing.
From Tesco.
He's on my new album, man. I got him and Giano.
Why am I not on your
album? What? Wave God Giano?
Yep. Wave God Giano. I've got him on my album.
Why was that? See, I'm not talking. You were. All
right, we'll talk about this.
Oh, Giano rapping.
Watch. I'll send it to you. Anyway, But this is about you. This is
about you, exactly.
This isn't about me.
Stop
it's about you.
Stop trying to deflect, innit?
It's
about you.
Like
we're talking about you and your music and
everything
like that. Don't need to tell him to shut up.
Yeah, hey. Especially on a radio show where their one job is to talk.
I don't feel to get intimidated every ever.
I'm
shaking in my boots.
You won't be told to shut up by the host, but that's okay. But keep talking. I'm telling you to keep talking, please.
Shut your mouth while you're talking to me.
Natalie's not in a good mood with me because I'm going to go host and I had tonsillitis.
So well, you didn't show up, did you, Gwyn? So that's what happened.
Oh, you're like me, you're a stand-up.
I was lips on the
girl. Yeah, to me last time.
Yeah, we were sat here.
Oh, wait. We were going to get a really interesting story here. No, so you started by saying you were lips in the girl.
Yeah, she gave me tonsillitis.
No way.
Behind the school shed, yeah.
She'd do what I'd done, have your tonsils out, then that never happens. Get them taken out. Never tonsillitis.
Yeah, a couple cherry tunes.
Exactly. I took them out myself.
That's old school, isn't it? Cherry tunes. Me too.
taste of the 90s. Cherry Tunes and Lucozade. OG Lucozade.
OG. Before the Sugar Tax.
Yeah.
Bro, I can't stand Lucozade now. It winds me up. By going there, expecting a different taste.
Yeah.
Do you know Orange Lucozade?
Yeah.
Exquisite drink.
Yeah. That is.
Not now.
I can't go back to the original anymore. It feels like, innit? It's rude now, isn't it?
Do you know what also winds me up? It's the tropical one.
I don't know.
I'm like a moth when it comes to that. I keep buying it. And then I drink it.
Right.
And I start shaking my fist at Lucozade right away.
Lucozade let me down, man.
Do you know what's the only one that's slightly holding up?
Cherry.
Really?
Oh my God.
No, sorry, you're wrong. No,
honest. Be honest. When was the last time you had a cherry Lucozade?
Never.
There you go. Try it.
Oh, shut up.
Try it.
I'll try it.
And then get like a dead stock bottle from the 90s that hasn't been opened and compare the two tastes.
I'm standing.
Do you know the bottles from back in the minutes to have the orange?
The wrapping. Yeah. Only saw them in hospitals.
Really?
Only ever saw a Lucozade bottle in hospitals. One of my auntie's or one of my parents' friends was having a baby, bam. Go to the hospital and you'll see fruit and OG Lucozade with the wrapping around it. Yeah, yes.
Anyway, we're talking about all this other stuff.
Sorry,
so talk to us about what's going on with you, like new music,
mixtape. Oh yeah, I got a little project called Icons Only dropping on Friday.
So
that's Icons Only. That's what it says on the tin.
What's the theme of that one?
Yes.
Do you know what it is, bro? I'm around icons.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot of icons, top tier icons.
Yeah.
Holly Willoughby sort of icons. You know what I'm saying? I got to plug that in. Schofield hates me, bro.
Does he?
See Philip, bro.
Why?
When Holly kisses me, that shit is eyes, bro.
Shit.
Go on my Insta. She's all over it, bro.
Right. I would call in sick if you did this morning with Holly Willoughby. I would be coming. If I found out you were presenting it, I'd be like,
I've got more chance doing it with Ruth. If Eamon pulls a sickie,
yeah,
I'll do it with Ruth.
I love that he calls him Eamon.
Eamon Holmes. Call him Eamon Holmes.
He's a good guy from Sky News to ITV.
Don't crack me up. Yeah. You're too fucking funny.
I want to see you on the sofa though.
Me and Holly.
Yes, or Ruth.
Or you and Eamon, maybe. We've got the chemistry, and you just said to Stan that you weren't going to top
what's it called, Blackstreet. This right now is killing me. I can't stop laughing.
This is true. Top tier interview, mate.
That's why she wanted me back.
I said you weren't here. He's one of the funniest people I've ever met.
She came up to me, she was like, oh my God, I have to meet this group. Have you heard of it? She did that. You know when you got to make people know that you've heard something. I was like, yeah, I know who Grim Sick is.
I'm going to come back.
I'll get my word. Okay. No, get your tonsils removed. Don't kiss any girls.
Yes, behind the shades.
Which is easiest?
Getting your tonsils removed or not kissing girls before the next show.
Okay.
Now, do you know what? I'm not kiss anyone until I get a girlfriend.
Okay. So if she wasn't your girlfriend, she said something random again.
If it makes it better, I'll have cherry tunes on standby for you here. That's what it takes.
And the fisherman bottles in the white packet.
Yeah, you go.
For fuck's sake.
You know that one's there.
Dead stocks Lucozade as well. Dead stock Lucozade.
Let's do that.
Yeah. All right. Well, we've only got like 14 minutes left of this show. Don't apologize.
Time flies. One more time. I swear I want to slap you. Sorry.
You want me to give you something to cry about?
Yeah, them ones. What? Shut up your mouth. Cry.
Since we've only got 40 minutes left and we have to play some music from Grim Sickers, we should get into a game right now. Natalie's going to explain how this game goes.
Yes, play the game.
I'm going to win this one again.
I've got a jar here. Well, no. You don't need to write anything down. This is all from your mouth. I was going to say from your verbal.
So,
in honour of you being here, Mr. Sickers, in your song Kane,
oh my God,
you name as many Kanes, as many Jacksons and Coles, amongst other things, as you can. In this jar I have here, I've got things, a list of things, and I want you to name as many of those things in 30 seconds as you can.
Shalom Knowles.
Michael Payne should start, so it's good to set it off just so we know how to do this, okay?
I randomly pulled it out,
and I can tell you, I need, in 30 seconds, I'm going to be in charge of the score.
Do we not write nothing now?
No, you're not. You're speaking it out loud at the counter. So starting with Michael Payne, in 30 seconds, I need you to tell me as many things as you can that you can put on toast.
Butter, jam, peanut butter, Nutella, lemon curd, avocado, cheese, mm-hmm. baked beans. Fucking hell, margarine.
Margarine, yeah, counts, yeah.
Sunflower spread.
Yeah,
olive oil.
Oh, yeah. Olive oil? No, you can't put it. Oh, you can put it on bread. On toast. Drizzle. Bread, did I say bread or toast? Toast. You can't put it on toast. Olive oil or toast? Olive oil.
Olive oil.
Olive
oil. Olive
Go.
Is he from London?
Oh, he's not from London, though.
Should I get that to Terry?
Yeah.
No!
Let me have a different one, because I'm not from it.
Okay. Yeah, he's got a point.
That is a good point. Man. Well, Terry, keep in mind, because you've got that one coming soon. All Michael Payne.
Well, we've got the advantage of being able to think of some now, so...
Okay, so you're up. So, Grim Stickers. Yeah, so, in 30 seconds, I'd like you to tell me as many breeds of dog as you can.
Go on, mate.
Yeah. Puppies. Not puppies.
I don't know. I don't like dogs. I'm scared as hell of them.
Then you know what you're scared of.
The golden retrievers. Yeah, we're talking. The little ones. What are the little ones called?
Chihuahuas.
Yeah, there we are. Yeah.
This is some teamwork.
Sounds like poo.
Pooch.
Poodle.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Poodle.
That was awful.
I was talking about Shih Tzu.
Oh my god. I said poodle when you said sounds like poo, which is poo. It's a poodle. So I know the same thing. Okay. Terry Walker. I needed 30 seconds for you to tell me as many types of bear as you can think of.
Grizzly bear, polar bear.
Yes.
Bear.
No. What are the chewy bears called?
Gummy bears.
Yes. Gummy bears.
Care bears.
There you go. Yeah, that's a bear.
What's the one that lives in the? I can't remember where he lives.
Paddington bear.
Yeah.
Cuddly bear.
Cuddly bear.
No. What's a cuddly bear called?
Cuddly bear.
A.
Teddy bear.
Yogi bear. So far, Michael Payne has 10, and you both have 6.
Another round coming.
Yeah, I need that little.
You need the toast question.
I need like a pizza. What toppings?
Okay. Right, Michael Payne, in 30 seconds, I need you to tell me as many tube stations with the word park in it as you can.
Finsbury Park, Ravenscourt Park, Green Park. It's not got a tube station.
Ravenscourt, I've got that, what's next to Green Park on the Piccadilly line?
On the Piccadilly line, it's...
You don't seek it. Hide from it. Hyde Park Corner.
Chiswick Park.
Yeah, Chiswick Park. One, two, three, four, five. That's five. Okay. So I can tell you could have had Bells Eyes Park, Cannons Park, Elm Park, Holland Park, Kilburn Park, Moore Park, Newbury Park, Norfolk Park, Park Royal, Queen's Park, Regent's Park, St James's Park, Stonebridge Park, Chumnell Park, Upton Park, Wembley Park, Westbourne Park, Wimbledon Park, and Woodside Park.
But when you have to think about it,
how many was that?
But yeah, when you got to think of them, it's hard, yo.
Five. That's what I mean. So far, okay.
Right.
Here we come.
Please say pizza or something, please.
Do you know what? We had pizza. Marcel tried to say once tomato. Is it tomato sauce as a topping?
Yeah, Marcel listed a pizza as a topping. Okay. But in his defence, like I said, there is such thing as a white pizza which doesn't have tomato, making the tomato optional.
I didn't allow it.
You know too much, man.
Grim Stickers, in 30 seconds, tell me as many people who are well known who have got the name Dave as you can.
Dave.
Mm-hmm. There we go. Good start.
Jesus Christ. Dave. Dave Whelan.
David Cameron.
I'm just saying yes, sir.
David Cameron.
Dave
David
Cameron.
John, Dave Parks, Dave Royal.
David Chappelle.
Yeah, I get
David
that.
Beckham.
David Beckham. David Goliath.
He's the OG Dave.
Oh my God. Seven, you got.
David Dimbleby.
David Rosen. I was making so many up, bro.
Also, I
Dave Royal, Dave Smith, Dave Barrow, I don't know if he's a real or not, I don't know, I was bringing up so many famous Dave Barnett, Dave Lewis, okay, so that was, I went to school with them, Dave, so I was, they must be famous by now.
They've had enough time.
Alright, Terry Walker.
There we go.
I need you in 30 seconds to tell me
Tez, not tell Tez.
Tez.
Tez Walker, I need you.
Don't you dare,
Tell Walker. I need you in 30 seconds to tell me as many films that begin with the word have the word the in the title as you can.
What?
Oh, no. Oh shit.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
The Nightmare on Elm Street.
No, that's a Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, shit. Okay, oh fuck.
How about this? Oh, he's gonna shoot you. I'm gonna jump in the way of him, Whitney.
The bodyguard.
Yes, bodyguard.
There we go. Oh my
god, this is the munch. I will have a breakfast. The club of breakfast.
The club of breakfast.
I mean, there's just the never ending story.
Yeah. And
the hand.
That.
The mask.
The hand that was the cradle.
Yeah.
Hand that rocks the cradle.
Yeah.
No,
that was
free. That was easy.
Because you're not thinking of that. The word there is obviously the.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
You're thinking of the main attraction.
Yo, the word there is it's an underrated word.
Okay.
It is.
It's an underrated word.
Paying right.
I've been rubbish at these show games.
You know,
what's going
on? I did put on screen to put the scores on screen, but they haven't done it. Okay, so let's have a look. Hold on. In third place.
I don't want to hear it.
Tell Walker.
It's nice. I'm going to walk out. Thank you.
In second place.
Mr. Grim Sickers.
But in first place, actually, Michael Payne with 15.
A one-one.
Oh, whatever, Michael. You always
no, but you won the last
tie.
One.
That's tie. Oh, there wasn't much between it, so it's good.
Yes,
let me have this one, damn it.
You always
I
have
mean,
them.
There's a lot of films.
No, I don't win a lot now that Marcel's my co-host, honestly.
Really?
Yeah, Marcel's really good at games. Annoyingly good at games.
He has a week off just so he can learn everything.
Yeah, that's what I think
he
does.
And listen to everything.
I think Marcel...
You know everything. Like,
no, but Marcel's just got some mad AI thing going on. I think that's what he does. He downloads information.
While he's
and it takes... Because he's got an old operating system, it takes a while. So he has to have a week off.
He does, but let's face it, when he comes in, he's also got wandering eyes to the right where he looks at other people.
Yes! He's also cheating.
So there's that, yeah. Thank you so much to all my guests.
Yes.
We had Oscar Jerome come through.
Yes.
We had the legends of R&B that are Blackstreet come through. And we are still joined by our third and final guest, Grim Sickers.
It's so funny,
We're going to end with a Grim Sickers tune. We're going to let Grim Sickers introduce it.
Not for 2 minutes.
Before we do that, we want to know what you're up to this summer and what's coming out.
Apart from this morning, obviously.
I mean, Holly. I'm doing the whole festivals with the streets, man.
Brilliant.
Glastonbury, all that. Wiggling my hips.
Oh, you're going to go in.
That's great timing.
Do you know, Mike, he brought me through my soul. You said you got an eye for people, bro. He spotted me when I had like 4 followers, bro.
That's what I mean.
Oh, that's
the guy should
dope.
Be an A&R. Well, he was an A&R at the end.
Was
he's had his own label.
Example, Pro Green.
Exactly. He's responsible. He's partly responsible for their careers.
Yeah. I was going to mention about obviously Corrupt FM were kind of big fans of your work too, aren't they?
Yeah,
of course. Yeah,
as well.
Yeah, man. So I love that. Do you know any off top of your head? Oh, Glastonbury.
Legendary. Starting off right. Boomtown's crazy, you know. You've been to Boomtown?
No.
Oh, it's mad. Like all the little the stages are amazing when you go to them ones.
Terry's a little festival guru. I'm telling you what to expect. You're doing Part Life.
Oh, really?
So that's got the best lineup this year.
Oh, well, we've just given away tickets.
We have.
To go to Part Life.
In fact, we would have said your name then, if anything, because we read out that promo.
I'm not on the lineup.
No, you're
on
the lineup. I actually know.
Okay. The Streets Plus special guest.
I'm a special guest.
I've studied that poster and you're not on it, but
I'm special guest.
What festival is it that someone's stolen a cash point from?
That's what it was.
It was either Park Life or what's the one in Scotland?
Tea in the park.
Someone stole a cash point from a festival.
How much money is in a cash point usually?
Okay, the first question you should be asking is how fucking heavy is a cash point?
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
True.
How do you steal a cash point from a festival?
And no one notices it as well.
Until it's gone.
Wow.
Mental.
See, I'm doing that this year then.
That's what I was going to say. We need to take a pickup
Terry,
truck.
Terry, if you are, tell, don't say it on the radio.
Okay.
Yeah, true, yeah. Who can get us a fork?
On that bombshell, we've got to go.
Yeah, we do have to go.
thank you, Mr. Sickers.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Sickers. Wait, let me just and let me just pay homage to Terry Walker for joining us as my special guest.
The queen.
Honestly,
had so much fun today.
Well, legend.
All of you are.
It's been a great show. You can catch Marcel back next week from 4 till 6. Big up Callum McSwiggan. He's stepping in next. And right now, Grim Sickers is going to introduce the final song of the show.
Yeah, this is Boss Mode by Sickers featuring Miles at all that.
Jeez. Jeez.
I'm in boss mode, so don't cross roads. How can you be a boss if you ain't lost loads? Yeah. That's where I stand with a bad man posture. Gotta catch up cause we already lost ya. And if you want blood, that's gonna cost ya. And it costs loads.
Boss mode to my bones and blood to my spirits in the air and bones in the mud. Speak of the God, put my knees in a rug. Speak of the God, we ain't speaking enough. Back at the wall, coming out like Golovkin. Machine off key, how you gonna stop? Press my soul, could end up costly. Already gone, man, you already lost. Boss mode, watch your back till I catch you. Come like Barry and Eddie at matching. Score the bag and spit like cashew. Watch your tires peeling off like Satsu. Come like Shane O'Mac. Flaring through the air, put my knee for the back. Jump in the ring, I leave a strap. Nigerian thing, we're serious back.
I'm in boss mode, so don't crossroads. How can you be a boss if you ain't lost loads? Yeah. That's where I stand with a bad man posture. Gotta catch up cause we already lost ya. And if you want blood, that's gonna cost ya. And it costs loads.
Push weights like sugar the 90s. All black tacky with Air Max 90. Too rare but a gold tooth icy. Fury fight front row of a light. Boss mode I'm telling you. Move that weight like Bella you. Sickest ran past 10 of you. Never sit twice like Ben are you. Put my face in a T and put it in retail. All black stitching down to the detail. Racks on racks all sitting in the email. I be slipping magnums to a derail. I ain't been the same since Pete died. Hurt me more than beat I. I paid extra for the free fight. And I ain't really smoking these times.
I'm in boss mode, so don't crossroads. How can you be a boss if you ain't lost loads? Yeah. That's where I stand with a bad man posture. Can't catch up cause we already lost ya. And if you want blood, that's gonna cost ya. And it costs loads. I'm in boss mode, so don't crossroads.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.